The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Part 6. When Jim and Huyana appeared in the Tempest office, only Bob was waiting for him. The bartender was sitting on the couch, a glass of scotch in his hand.
I'd better get back home, Huyana said. It's almost dinner time.
Jim hugged the girl and kissed her on the forehead. Thank you for all your help, Huyana. I couldn't have done it without you.
No, you couldn't.
The girl smiled her bright, cheerful smile.
Next time I come, can we go to the park again and see the butterflies?
Sure we can. Jim patted her head. Off you go now. The girl vanished with a small pop.
I hope you don't mind that I help myself to a drink.
Bob nodded to the bottle on the desk. Jim recognized it as the one he had drunk from to toast Feline and Roger Charles only a short while ago. No, it's okay. In fact, I could use one myself. He poured two fingers of the golden liquid into a glass and toasted Bob. To Anderson Kramer, finally being gone. Bob nodded and sipped his drink.
Is he, though? I thought the idea was to kill him.
The idea was to make sure he never hurt anyone again.
And do you understand that some of us might feel differently? Some of us who wanted payback for making us killers?
You mean yourself?
Right. I would have liked to see him dead. But I can understand why you did what you did. Andrew was pissed off, though. I think being used as pawns really burned his butt. He said something about packing.
Packing?
You might want to go have a word with him.
Jim put the drink down. Yeah, I'd better.
I'll see you at the club whenever you decide to drop in. Don't worry about me. I'll let myself out.
Bob emptied his glass.
Damn, that is good. I should get a bottle of this for the bar.
Jim walked up the stairs and knocked on the door to Andrew's room. Andrew? Inside, there were shuffling sounds, and a moment later, Andrew opened the door. On the bed behind him was a large bag filled with clothes and other items. What do you want? Andrew looked at him with a dark expression. Bob said you're packing. Where are you going?
On a vacation, an extended vacation.
Okay. Jim looked at the bag, where he could see a picture of Feline poking out. When will you
be back? Good question. When I'm no longer pissed. You know what bothers me most of all? That it was Charlie and Mercedes who got shot. If I'd taken a hit, I would have been able to blame that on you. I didn't. Mercedes trusts you more than anyone in the world, and you let her almost die. I knew she wasn't going to die. Huyana could... Bullshit. Huyana couldn't bring them back. I saw your face when she said that. You took a huge risk with the lives of two people I care about. If you'd asked Huyana earlier if she could raise the dead, if you'd known for sure... But you didn't. You guessed. You gambled with the life of someone who trusted you. And until I forgive you for that, I think it's better if I take off. Jim's shoulders slumped. But you are coming back, right? Andrew sighed. I don't know.
He picked up the bag and closed the zipper.
I'll see you around.
Feline would have been okay with it,
Jim said. Andrew stopped, his back to him.
Feline would have said that it was a good plan, even if it was risky. She would have understood the gamble. You know that, right?
Andrew sighed again and turned his head.
Yes, yes, I know that. And if she'd asked me, I probably would have gone along with it too.
But you didn't ask. That's why I'm mad. And that's why I'm leaving. He turned his head to look at Jim.
Tell Mercedes goodbye for me.
Tell her
that you don't know when you'll be back.
Yeah, that works. Andrew lifted the bag up to his shoulder.
Andrew,
Jim said.
What? Thanks for everything. I hope you'll come back soon.
Andrew didn't turn around this time, but kept walking. Mercedes lowered herself into the warm water, exhaling deeply as it closed around her body. The white foam lay as a snowy landscape. And when she wiggled her toes, she could see the foam move a little in the other end of the tub. She had long ago fallen in love with Charlie's enormous bathtub, which rested on four bronze lion paws and was deep and long enough that she could stretch out in it. She rested her head against the porcelain and closed her eyes. She could feel her skin absorbing the moisture. Feel how the heat made her joints and muscles relax. There was a brief knock on the door, and Charlie poked his head in, holding a glass of wine in each hand.
I thought you might want something like this. I know you're not much of a drinking person, but I figured nearly dying called for a drink.
Mercedes lifted her hand and took the glass, sipping the wine.
You're right. I'm just glad it's over.
I guess it really is, isn't it? This guy you've been afraid of for over a year, now he's gone forever. That must feel pretty good.
Huh, you have no idea. But it's not like the job is going to be different from now on. There will always be someone who's against us, someone who's asking to get their butt kicked by the Tempest team. It's just another day in the crazy life of Mercedes Perez.
A crazy life I'm glad to be a part of, I might add,
Charlie said, clinking their glasses and sipping his own wine.
I'm glad you are too.
She shifted under the water.
You know, it's awfully lonely in this tub.
Say no more.
Charlie put his glass down. Soon after, as they snuggled against each other in the warm water, Mercedes put her head on Charlie's chest and sighed.
You know what I wish?
What?
That Feline had been there, in the spirit world, that she could have given Andrew that last goodbye. That would have been good.
That's a good wish. Charlie stretched under the water.
That's what I love about you. You are the kindest person I know.
Mercedes looked into his eyes and felt the words slip from her mouth like soft little drops.
I love you too.
As they kissed, none of them heard the quiet whisper in the air.
Wish granted.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As he drove his motorcycle across the Golden Gate Bridge, Andrew tried to focus on the road ahead of him instead of all the conflicting emotions that filled his mind. He was upset at Jim, no doubt about it. But had he overreacted?
Mercedes and Charlie hadn't even spoken up themselves, so why had he taken things so personally? Was it because Feline was no longer there to tell him it was okay to sometimes let the end justify the means? Or was there something deeper to it? Was he really mad because he hadn't thought of this himself? His cell phone vibrated against his thigh. Knowing better than to speak on it while driving, he had worn his earpiece inside his helmet and now pushed the button that opened the line. Hello?
Andrew?
The voice in his ear made him almost lose his balance, and the bike swerved across a lane. Around him, car horns immediately began honking, and he heard the screeching sound of tires on asphalt behind him as a Hummer came within inches of his rear tire.
Feline!
He gasped. He quickly got the bike under control and continued toward the end of the bridge, where he knew he could stop in a breakdown lane.
Yeah, it's me. At least I think it is. I'm not really... I don't know how, exactly, since I'm...
Where are you? Are you alive? He didn't know how to phrase the question in any other way.
No, I'm still dead. Then how are you calling?
Andrew wished he could hold one hand to the other ear to drown out the engine sounds around him.
How are you talking to me right now? Because that annoying little girl said I got one more chance to talk. She said you were looking for me in a place I wasn't, and that I had to say goodbye to you.
Huyana did this?
Yeah. She said you were talking about leaving town.
That's right. Jim and I had... Well, we disagreed on...
But if you're going out of town, who's going to look after my grave and all my stuff?
He reached the breakdown lane and pulled his bike into it, stopping the engine and pulling his helmet off so he could cover his other ear.
I hadn't exactly thought about it. Your dad can... No, I kind of want you to do it. I want you to stay. You and Jim, you guys are a team. You belong together.
But, Feline... Andrew felt tears begin to flow from his eyes.
I don't even know how to live in this city without you.
I don't know how to go on without you.
These last few days, we've had the whole Anderson thing to focus on, and I could push it away, but I just don't know what to do without you. You'll be okay.
It was hard to determine if she was happy or sad.
It's pretty easy for you to say. Sure it is. I'm dead, remember?
Andrew pulled his helmet off, feeling a need for fresh air.
But anyway, I don't have much time. Huyana said she can't bring me back to life, but she could still give me a phone call. Kind of like when you get to call your lawyer in a movie if you're arrested. So I just want to say, I hope you're going to be okay. I think you will. And I miss you.
I miss you too.
Oh, and don't touch my phone.
Feline cleared her throat.
I don't want you seeing what's on there.
Okay.
Deal.
Andrew said, smiling despite the tears that now ran down his face.
I've gotta go. But seriously, stay with Jim, okay? You guys work it out. You said it yourself once. You've never had more fun than you did working with him.
You're right about that.
Plus, working with him meant you met me. So that's like extra bonus points right there.
Feline sounded almost cheerful.
I suppose it is. Feline, there's something I need to tell you. It's okay. I know what you want to say. And I know you do. Take care of yourself, Andrew. And say hi to the others.
There was a click, and the phone went dead. Andrew pulled the earpiece from his ear
and looked at it for a long time. He thought about the last 2 years, about his life in the city by the bay, and his friends that lived there. Slowly, the tears dried on his cheeks, and he began to smile. He put his helmet back on, kicked the starter, and steered the bike toward a rest stop overlooking the bridge. It would be easier to turn around there. Jim sat in his chair in his office. The desk lamp was on, and the smoke from his cigarette, the first since they had gotten back, curled around itself as it rose to the ceiling. On the table next to him lay a sledgehammer and the remains of the spirit killer device. He had kept his word to the spirits and destroyed it. He only hoped Daniel and the Windy City's lawyers wouldn't come after him now. In the corners of the room, he could see the faint gray swirls of spirits again, and he was glad to see them. Even though he'd confronted the leaders of the spirit world, even though he wasn't a popular person in there, it was good to know that there were still those in the spirit world who wanted to be seen by him. In fact, there was one in particular he needed to talk to. "Mary Louise," he called out. "Come to me." It took less than 10 seconds before the girl appeared, her young face split in a happy grin.
"I'm so glad to see you're alive."
"I'm glad to be alive. I just wanted to let you know we made it out okay. Although I'm sure by now all those new spirits have spread the word in your world."
"Oh, definitely. I think your credibility went up with the spirits, actually. There were a lot of them who feared Anderson and were afraid to say it. Now you might have..."
She paused and looked at Jim. Her eyes widened a bit and her mouth fell open.
"What? What is it?"
Jim said, looking at her surprised face.
"What exactly did you do when you fought him outside the wall?"
Mary Louise said. "Well, it's a long story, but basically, I made him suck up some of my energy, or anti-energy, or whatever you call it. The thing that makes me immortal. It was poison to him."
"I thought it might be something like that. Have you looked in a mirror since you got back?"
"No. Why?"
"You might want to do that."
The girl smiled, but it was a teasing smile.
"I think you'll be surprised."
Jim got up, went to the lobby, and looked in Mercedes' desk. He was sure she would have a mirror in her drawers, and he wasn't disappointed. He held the small makeup mirror up in front of his face and gasped. Since 1933, Jim Corrigan's face had been as unchangeable as a painting. When you shaved every day and saw the same face staring back at you, you got used to it, and Jim had indeed gotten to know every inch of his face in a way that few other men had. Now, his eyes had gotten crow's feet, and there were faint lines around his mouth, but those weren't the biggest change. His temples had gone from brown to gray. For the first time in almost a century, Jim Corrigan had aged.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.